few can disagree with the fact that our teachers have really been the unsung heroes of the pandemic. They have been forced to manage unsustainable workloads during an unprecedented time for education and indeed the world. Now, according to the New South Wales Teachers Federation, teachers are now working more than 55 hours per week. But with constant curriculum changes and increasing pressures of online schooling, students' needs are only growing while teachers' salaries are falling way behind. The Teachers Federation has started a new campaign, however, called More Than Thank You, which is asking for a pay rise that is consistent with the vital role that teachers play in our society. Their bottom line is pay teachers what they are worth. Well, this morning we're joined by Angela Gavrielatas from the New South Wales Teachers Federation. He joins us now on The Daily. Welcome, Angelo.
Hi, how are you?
Not too bad, not too bad. Thank you so much for joining us this morning. The More Than Thanks campaign website says that one in eight teachers are now leaving the profession within 6 years. Why is this happening?
Well, it's quite clear that the conditions that under which teachers and principals toil are unsustainable. Crippling workloads, ever-increasing complexity in the classroom, an intensification of work, and salaries which are not competitive when compared to other professions, degreed professions. But all those reasons, we're seeing significant pressures with respect to teacher numbers and therefore teacher shortages that are already upon us and will only get worse in the years to come as we experience a dramatic increase in student enrolments over the next number of years.
Right. I was just going to ask, do you think one of the reasons that teacher salaries remain so, you know, they're not particularly competitive, as you mentioned, is because teaching is a fairly female-dominated industry?
There's a number of reasons for it, and certainly there are analysts who have spoken and written about what you've just put, but it's also the case that governments constantly resist in increasing the salaries of teachers to ensure that the salaries and conditions mm-hmm. are commensurate to other degree professions, because there's a lot of us. Governments see this as a cost rather than the necessary investment in education, because if you strip it all away, it is an investment in education, because without an adequate supply of teachers, nothing else will work. And what's put at risk is the right of every child to be taught by a qualified teacher, a well-supported teacher. There are more than 1,000 vacancies right now from the inner west to the far west. Mm-hmm. And the teacher and student enrolments growing as they will over the next number of years will see us requiring a further 11,000 teachers in the next 10 years. Unless there's a policy reset, unless governments appropriately remunerate teachers for the work they do, with a competitive salary, and unless governments deal with the crippling workloads, the unsustainable workloads, and you've already made reference to the fact that teachers are working more than 55 hours a week, principals and deputy principals more than 62 hours a week, unless something happens with respect to those crippling workloads and uncompetitive salaries, we simply won't be able to attract and retain the teachers required in the years to come. 11,000 more.
Yeah. Your website also says that 1,000 full-time teaching positions are unfilled in New South Wales. How do you account for this, can I ask? Are fewer people actually getting teaching degrees? Is that one of the reasons?
Well, the vacancies are already upon us because of poor workforce planning by the government and the department. They haven't engaged in thorough workforce planning for more than a decade. In fact, the last time there was a comprehensive data set was more than 20 years ago with respect to workforce planning. This is nothing short of neglect and failure on the part of the government to ensure the supply of teachers now and into the future. And what needs to be understood and appreciated, the impact of these shortages today and the greater shortages tomorrow if we don't address the root causes of it, mm-hmm. are such that it's kids that miss out. And in addition to kids missing out, it's an ever-increasing workload and burden on teachers at the same time. And thereafter, we'll see an acceleration of that exodus because of the circumstances in which teachers find themselves. It's just not good enough. And as we said last week, thanks alone doesn't cut it. It's got to be more than thanks.
Why do you think the government doesn't value the role that our teachers play?
Because teachers, because they see teachers as a cost. They see teachers as a cost rather than an investment in education, which, as I said, strip it away, unless you address the issue of supply of qualified teachers, nothing else in education will work. It's damning. It's a damning indictment on governments that we find ourselves in this situation, and it's a damning indictment on governments that they resist the obvious in terms of the policy reset necessary to attract and retain teachers.
You're listening to The Daily on 2SER 107.3. My guest is Angelo Gavrilatos from the New South Wales Teachers Federation. Our text line is also open, so very keen to hear your thoughts on this issue. The number is 0468 44 1073. That's 0468 44 1073. Angelo, what can our listeners do to support this cause?
Well, it would be great if all listeners jumped onto the More Than Thanks website, morethanthanks.com.au, and registered their support for this campaign. And because, as I said, after all, this is about ensuring every child. This is about realising the right of every child to be taught by a qualified, well-supported teacher. We need a policy reset. You know, this also comes off the back of an independent inquiry chaired by the former Premier of Western Australia, Jeff Gallop, an independent inquiry which investigated the issues that are causing these concerns, received more than 1,000 submissions, had more than 1 month of public hearings, and their conclusions were quite simple. We need to pay teachers what they're worth. We need to ensure their conditions of work are what they should be if we're going to attract and retain teachers in the numbers required. In fact, the Honourable Jeff Gallop has described the current circumstances as a perfect storm, a toxic set of conditions, which, if they go unaddressed, will be quite dire with respect to the well-being of students in the immediate future and certainly in the medium and long-term future.
No doubt. Angelo Gavrilatos, thank you so much for joining us on The Daily this morning.
Thank you. Thank you. Stay safe.
You too. That was the president of the New South Wales Teacher Federation talking with us about their campaign to promote salaries that reflect workloads being carried out by teachers.